Here we are.
Are we? Yeah.
Good evening, Melrosians, the world over. I'm Tom Catalini.
I'm Sam Hammer.
I'm Tom Shampoo.
And who is this?
And I'm Linda Apple.
Yeah.
I'm back.
And this is Let's Talk Melrose. Melrose, a show where Melrosians talk to Melrosians about Melrose. And how about that pollen count, Linda? How was your day?
Oh, my God. Oh, sneezing all over the place. I think the mask helps.
Oh, that's sure. A good point.
Yeah,
new reasons to mask.
Right. Another reason to mask out.
Have you tried the local honey trick? Or
ooh, tell me.
Okay, so somebody said, I forget whom, that if you eat local honey often or enough, that it's the local bees are the ones. So you're like kind of inoculating yourself a little bit each day.
I've heard that.
So. It sounds like it was advice from the local honey maker, right? Is that
no? It wasn't. But I did text our friend Michelle Carson. I said, "Do you carry local honey?"
She does.
Yeah. I know. You know how close it is? Lincoln Street.
What? Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I bought the local honey over there before because I'm a honey guy. So.
Oh. Yes, you are, honey.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what you get tonight when you have two spouses on. What was that? I missed it.
Womp womp. So anyway, Linda, I'll get you some Lincoln Street honey, and
thank you.
It's like the best medicine, right? Just have a spoonful of honey every day. Give it a try.
That would be great. Thank you.
I was up here. I was saying before, I was up here in the office working today, and pollen's blowing in from the window because I have a fan blowing just to get some air. And I could see it coming in, and it gets all over all the surfaces in the office. So yes, it's quite.
On radar in Massachusetts. You know how that was coming in, how the temperature changed, and I guess it was a big air mass moving through, and it actually showed up on the radar.
Man, wow.
So there it is. But anyway, be careful out there. You never know what you're going to get, and there's always new reasons to mask.
Right.
There you go.
Is that it for banter? Are we going into the going to be a brisk show?
Well, what else do we have?
How was your Memorial Day weekend, Tom?
Mine was pretty quiet. We didn't do a lot.
Yeah.
We ended up going up to New Hampshire on Sunday and did a cookout with my brother and family up there. My mother-in-law came, and it was a nice day. It was beautiful weather. So it was nice to be outside for the day and see family and all that.
Nice. Yeah, no parade this year in Melrose.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll come back next year.
But what did you guys do?
I stayed local. I ended up, I'm a fair weather fan, sports fan, so I watched a couple of the Celtics games. I had a friend who's got a nice little outdoor setup, so I got to do some of that. I did a little yard work, which was another reason I thought of after hours of digging through all the stuff. I was like, oh, that's when I should wear my mask.
Yeah.
What I'm doing now. What about you, Sam?
We took a trip down to Connecticut just overnight. Do some stuff down there, and then we came back and saw you people.
Here we are.
No, it was good, but I was just saying earlier we're on a little COVID watch over here.
Yeah,
we were a wicked close contact,
right.
So kids didn't go to school today because they weren't feeling well, not knowing what was that our close contact was close contact. So
everywhere. At work, we're masking again. I've been, not too far away from several people. Well, not several, but a few people who have tested positive. I find out a few days later they had symptoms and whatever.
Oh, man.
Seems to be everywhere.
I also had heartbreaking fence work done this weekend. Mm. And I was previously the owner of a neighbor gate, no longer to be had.
I know, that's sad. That's sad. No wall shall come between us.
No walls.
We're in the Cedar Prison.
The Cedar Prison, my Cedar Prison.
Oh my goodness. But that's all I got. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. The people, I'm sorry, Linda, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I saw the, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. I'm on the Melrose Human Rights Commission. Which I'll talk about in a little while, but we were invited to be a part of the Wyoming Cemetery cleanup, and I saw a lot of pictures, and that's a wonderful thing to do, where, you know, they take all the flags and dispose of them and actually burn them and then put new flags out. So
I didn't know that. That's how they did that.
Tradition. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. So lots of groups did that around town.
Nice. Thank you for volunteering, whoever that was. Thank you.
Yeah. I learned that when I was a Cub Scout leader, that's the correct way to retire the flags.
Just to burn it.
Solemn burning. Yeah. You got to do it respectfully. But yeah.
Huh.
So, okay. It's nice that they do that and they maintain those over there.
Yeah. And it's beautiful to walk through that cemetery. Right. Just any time, but now, you know, with all the flags, it's really quite moving to see that.
And it's nice weather for a walk lately, other than the pollen we talked about.
Right.
I'll take it though. All right. So we're gonna keep this moving along. People are waiting for news. Yeah.
Can't resist.
And as we were talking about before the show, in the news, Jen Razzie Thomas throws a curveball. What happened, Sam?
Okay.
So I didn't see the meeting because we were doing the show during it, but I guess she, at the last school committee meeting, she's a school committee member, she had made a motion to ask to rescind their second vote with regards to the naming of the school moniker. So again, the first vote was unanimous to retire the Red Raider name. The second vote was really split down the line to adopt the new Red Hawk name. And she was one who voted for and now would like to go back.
Change your vote.
Essentially, but then also I think part of it is, you know, are we ready in this community for, it's not radical change, but it was definitely two things at one time. And were we able to?
I think they got it wrong, as I've said before the first time. I wasn't a fan of the Red Hawks choice. And I was reading about that story in the paper. And so it's going to go to debate. And so I guess on June 14th, people will have a chance again to speak into this in the school committee. So they will sort of debate it again. Should they rescind Red Hawks now and consider something else?
So, Tom, are you saying that the public will have a chance to weigh in? Or this is just, they will. Okay, good. So people should know that if they do want to weigh in.
That's why I'm telling them that on the show.
Is that how that works? I was confused by all that. Yeah. I'm still confused.
I'm telling you too. So, it's interesting. I picked up the Melrose Weekly and I was surprised to see that. And then Sam had a little info on that. So we were talking about that. I was actually, frankly, happy to see it. I think they got it wrong the first time. And I think it was surprising that they ended up on Red Hawks. It was supposed to be Red-Tailed Hawks. It got shortened and then it ends up going right back to Native American imagery. There is a Chief Red Hawk, and it's just like, it was kind of like the most problematic choice they could have made. And like Sam said, it wasn't a unanimous vote. It was, you know, I could think, although I wasn't crazy about the other option either, I think it was red and white was the other one, which was weird. I think I'm with the people who would go just Melrose Raiders. I don't think it's a perfect name, but I think it honors the tradition or of the past, gets rid of the red, and is a step forward. So that's where I think I would go on that if they have a chance.
Shampoo.
I was going to say, I'm inclined to agree with that Raiders might be a workable solution for now at this point, going through everything that we've gone through to get here, which is a little bit frustrating that we can't, A, have an open dialogue about it the way that would be beneficial for people, but also to have a process that we kind of understand makes sense. Like right now, the process happened as it did. And now we're all think, okay, so that's the answer. That's the end. And it's not. Suddenly someone says, hold everything. I'm changing my mind. And let's go back to the beginning again. So the process is definitely fraught. And I think a lot of people are frustrated because of that.
Linda?
Well, I think I'm just, you know, when I saw the Red Hawk and then I was, you know, reading more about that, it is, as Tom Catalini said, it is, you know, Native American in nature and imagery. Who didn't do their homework on that? You know, I mean, yeah. That seems like that should have been like the number one priority is to make sure that that was vetted properly. And it is disappointing because I, you know, I'm in favor of changing the name. I didn't know exactly what it should be. I didn't love all the choices, but the fact that we went through this whole thing almost a year and that was not vetted properly, that's
I think it is disappointing. There is a large enough contingency that is arguing that there is no connection and here's why. But I think if you have to explain it, then
exactly
just not use it.
It's just, you're right.
Also, for the record, I am not a Raider fan. I don't want to be a Raider. I don't want to raid anything. I don't want to be raided. And then I just feel like the process, Bob, the process was too fast. I was telling Shampoo earlier. It's kind of like dad got married too soon to a woman that no one likes. Right? Like, let's just take some time and process the loss and the moving on of our Red Raider. We're retiring. She's still with us in our hearts, but let's move forward together. And I think as a community, I learned a lot from the Adam Federico, Beth Hampson dialogue, where it's about progress doesn't have to be hard. It can be incremental so that as you take steps, you can bring somebody else in with you and then move forward together and bring somebody else along. And I think that is how progress eventually happens in really big ways as you build the community. So I think we should just.
That's funny. Sorry. What's the punchline?
Bada bang. I think I am in favor of rescinding and just leaving it for a bit and moving on to something else. So if it's not on the school committee agenda, it's not necessarily meant for public comment. So people can talk about whatever they want, it's public comment. Right. But let's whatever they decide, if they rescind, let's move on. If they decide not to rescind, let's move on. We have really big things that this is taking up so much air and time in the community in this conversation. Imagine if we were talking about something else that actually matters to the education of our children.
But so I'm just gonna push back a little bit because I feel like what I've learned, well, not, I'm not pushing back, I'm adding a perspective. What I've learned, I think, seeing this thing unfold over the last months is that it's incredibly emotional for people in a way that maybe surprised me or surprised all of us, but lives in the deep heart of every person that feels connected to Melrose in some way, whether your kids went to school here or whether you did, and now you're an adult raising new kids who go to school here. But it really does, I think, impact people in a way that other kinds of issues don't. And so that's why it's so fraught, because of that issue.
Right. It's 100% emotional, neurologic.
I guess that's a measure of its importance to the community, right? The fact that it is being talked about might actually indicate that it's worth being talked about.
Pausing and like taking a beat.
But it's interesting. So I've heard some folks want to just stick with what's been voted and move forward. Let's just adopt the Red Hawks and please just keep going. I cannot talk about this any longer. But I do really believe that the conversation will never end. Because it should never end. Right. This is literally how communities, and it doesn't have to be this topic, but the conversation around who we are and what our identity is never ends as a community.
Well, because it's always evolving, right? You don't want it to end because then you're just, you know, you're stuck. So I think that, you know, it's good to iterate. You know, I think that I'm glad that there will be another yes, it's annoying to a lot of people, but I think it's important to get it right and to make sure that you know, the majority of people are somewhat okay with a decision.
Yeah, I think it's important to iterate. I'm glad they're doing it quickly. There was a movement afoot to put it on the ballot and sort of escalate it. So it's actually, I think, a wise move to put it back on the table and talk it out. I think Red Hawks, for reasons we discussed, was really not a great choice, and we'll figure it out. And I also was going to say before, Sam, I sort of support the Melrose Raiders and the airplane or whatever. I don't necessarily want to be a Raider or a hugest fan of that imagery, but I think it's a step in a direction that everybody can agree on, and we'll go from there. Like you said, the conversation continues. So
yeah. Well said, everyone.
Hey, excellent.
Talk about a step in the right direction,
Kidding.
MHS senior Maddie Nerden is stepping into potentially becoming the next Melrose Eagle Scout as part of Troop 635G. She would be the second girl in Melrose to achieve Eagle Scout status with the Boy Scouts. And there's a whole bunch of badges you have to earn and community service. And a big angle on it is leadership. So you can't just like go do something. You have to lead people through some sort of project. And I think she designed.
Can we offer her some suggestions?
Well, she designed and built two beer carts for the Milano Senior Center that are, they could be used for gardening. But
I was going to say, wait, hold up, people. Who's letting Catalini go along this route in his beer cart?
It's a true story. So she researched, a way to design these carts so that they're
multifunctional.
Useful for folks who maybe don't want to bend down so much to do the gardening, or if you're in a wheelchair, it has some accessibility features and all that. They talked about gardening and plants. It could be a beer cart, whatever they want to do with it. They are in the hands of the Milano Senior Center now. So I thought that was a nice project and perfect time of year to get that started.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad where one sees gardening, you see beer, Tom. That's really fantastic, I love your perspective.
So I think we're getting closer to beer on the streets of Melrose maybe someday, because there is another shut down Main Street.
We love those.
Yeah.
Summer
block party. So the last day of school, Friday, June 17th, I think, at the end of the day, 5 or 6 to 9 p.m., something like that. Main Street, Essex Street, shut down to vehicles, spinning up some live music, encouraging the businesses to participate. So it's really a nice expansion of, we've got the summer stroll.
The grown-ups.
Yeah, we've got a lot of those things happening. So I thought that was nice to see. Block party season is here.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
I love that. I love when the streets shut down. I love closing off streets for people instead of hunks of metal. I just love it.
And then, John, did you say you spotted another parklet on Main Street?
Yes, I was down there this evening getting my daughter, picking her up on Main Street. And I spotted that the parklet down by Starbucks has been there since the beginning. And then there's one that's further south toward Petroni's Pizza on the other side. But now there's a third that's across from Petroni's, sort of on that first block near Pampered Nails is where I was picking up my daughter. But right there, so there's two parklets across from each other there, and then the third one up by Starbucks. And I was happy to see that. I feel like it's like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. Right? So put them out there, and people will show up.
I think there should be, more. And then also I saw somebody tweeted out on West Emerson that the parklet is across the street from that row of stores. And so there's...
Yeah.
Instead of right in front of the store where they might get a little bit more used or whatever. So I don't know what the stores would prefer if they want easy parking for patrons.
This is the one by the Bohemian Cafe?
Yeah, it's across from, it's in front of the church,
Yeah.
But I thought that was an interesting point to consider placement for things like that. I was talking to somebody else who was talking about, be nice to have one in front of My Diner on Main Street.
Right.
Oh, yeah, more seating for them because they get so busy. Yeah.
Yeah. And it, you know, it'd be nice if there was some seating. Now, these seats are available for anybody. You can just go sit there if you want. They're not associated with the businesses. The businesses aren't responsible for taking care of them. But still, that would be kind of a good placement. If you're getting your tires changed and grabbing a, you know, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, you know, why not sit out in the front here on Melrose?
Yeah. And it's hopefully open outdoor dining season also. So I saw a peek at the Tapas tent that opened on Friday. So that
did. Nice. Yep. That's news.
Yep. Oh yes, breaking news. And we were chatting with Emily on Monday morning, and I think they're looking for maybe some potential yard games and things so people can spend a little bit more time.
Lawn darts. Oh, fun.
Jenga, giant Jenga.
Lawn darts got from idea to manufacturing to wide distribution before somebody thought, like, maybe this isn't the best.
And then, Tom, what you do is you wheel the Eagle Scouts beer cart in, and then you can just sell beer, and she would be. She's one happy 17-year-old.
Well, happy end of May, which means tomorrow is June 1st.
Oh, so. Yeah. Is that true? That is true.
That is true.
It came quickly.
It came very quickly.
Yeah.
So happy Pride Month, you guys.
Happy That's Pride right. Month. Happy That's Pride. Right.
Yeah.
We have props. Where are the props? There we go.
Let's go to our special guest segment.
Yes. Yes, thank you for having me. Shall I just?
Yeah, you have to wait for the walk-on.
My walk-on music. Okay.
Your scooch music. You're just scooch.
My scooch. Music. Yeah, I'm standing. I'm standing at my standing desk. So, nice. Thank you so much for having me. I am a new member of the Melrose Human Rights Commission. New commissioner.
Commissioner Apple.
The Human Rights Commission plans two events for Pride. And we're kicking off the first one on Wednesday, June 8th. It's a flag raising at City Hall. So Mayor Broder will be raising the flag on the Essex Street side. And there'll be some, you know, some remarks and some singing and, you know, folks will be there. So please come out for that. And the flag will be raised at City Hall. And then on Friday, June 10th, there's an event, a family-friendly event at the BB Estate. So it starts at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 7:30. And we have Alistair Mook is our MC. And he'll be playing. We'll have some youth performances. We'll have some people speaking. The mayor will do a short welcome. We have face painting. Florence Lee, wonderful artist in town. She's going to be face painting all the fun, like pride, you know, things on your face. And then Follow Your Art Studio will be there to do a community art project. They're also going to do a mural on the side of the Y. I think that may be going up. Don't quote me. I'm not sure if it's this week or next. There's going to be free pizza and cake and water for everybody, thanks to some generous donors.
Nice.
And the library will be there with reading materials. And I'm pretty sure they're putting out a reading list. So it should be... It should be a fun event. So family friendly. Everyone's going to get a flag. Come on down to the BB Estate on Friday, June 10th.
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Yep. It's great. We last year we didn't make it in. It was so crowded.
Oh, really?
I mean, we weren't ready for all of those crowds. So it was self-selected. Oh, okay. But it was packed with people just waiting to be together. So I'm really excited for this year.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Linda. Me too. Yeah, no, it's great. And there's some new members on the commission, but I also want to put in a plug. The Human Rights Commission is also looking for members. So if you're interested in, you know, becoming part of this wonderful group that not only plans events, but really helps to support, you know, the strengthening of our community, through events, but also advocacy. We're also working on some other non-event types of things. So we really would love to hear from you.
Of a non-events type of advocacy you might be working on.
So we're working on a this idea of thinking about sort of bathrooms, gendered, non-gendered bathrooms throughout the city, and trying to work with the, you know, the chamber and city officials and businesses to think about how they're, you know, welcoming, being more inclusive in terms of that. So that we're working with Melrose Together on that. And then we had a speaker. We have a speaker series. We actually had a speaker last week, Dr. Nancy Melius. She came and talked about the trauma, like the trauma of racism. It was a really interesting talk. I went and there were a number of people there. A lot of educators were in the room. And she talked about she's a clinical psychologist, a Black woman, and she talked about just trauma in general, but also racial trauma. So we're doing more speakers events as well. So
I'm a big fan and of the Human Rights Commission and of all human rights commissions and their roles in cities. Sorry about the spacing on that, but I think the majority. The biggest reason why is because not only does it provide like these events or these ways to plug in to meaningful ways to plug into your community, but also when our national politics are taking civil and human rights issues as political issues so that somebody can amass power, the human rights commissions, and this one as well, really takes back human rights and civil rights issues as that, as just that,
right,
that these
right.
are not We're, political issues.
Right.
The Roe versus Wade is not a political issue. It is a human rights and healthcare issue, you know, issues around LGBTQ rights. Like these are not political issues. These are human rights issues. So I really appreciate that yeah. about our Human Rights Commission.
Yeah. And it is for those who may be interested in joining or learning more, it is apolitical. Thank you for saying that. So we are a, you know, nonpartisan group. And we have people in the commission from different, you know, different perspectives who offer different perspectives. So I think that's really good to have that dialogue in the community. So
yeah. Thank you. Thank you for doing that, Linda. Yes,
of course. My pleasure.
So there is one other Pride event that Linda and the Human Rights Commission and Melrose Together is a part of. It is called Pride in the Park. And thanks to the farmers market, there will be at the farmers market on June 23rd from 1 to 6. There will be more swag and things to do with entertainment. And also, Rosie Martin will be there at the nonprofit table raising money for an organization called the Okra Project. And that was her ISMS project this year. It's an organization that cooks fresh and ethnically appropriate food for LGBTQ folks who are vulnerable or transient. And who just need a home cooked meal. So it like everything fits together so beautifully with the farmers market. And thanks to them again for hosting us. So I'll put the event up. I just posted it before the show. So I'll put it up on here now.
Nice. I haven't been to the farmers market this year. Are they back up and running?
Yeah.
And yeah.
No.
This week.
Thursday, the
2nd.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love it. It's just a great community centered opportunity for people to get vegetables and food and other kinds of items, but also to see people. And I like taking a walk to go there. It feels like it's healthier. You know, you're walking and get some vegetables and you walk home. So anyway, I love it. I'm glad it's coming back.
And the fish, Roberto. I can't wait for Roberto. The fish.
Oh, the fish.
They're around.
Tuna.
Around. Yeah.
Yes. It's all great. So if you have not gone, you have to go to the farmer's market.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, there we are. It's 8:59, folks. We made
it. Look at this. Wow.
Remember yesterday, we were like, maybe we'll just end early.
Well, we are. We normally go to 9:10, 9:15, whatever, you know. It's all good.
Right.
There's always something to talk about.
Yeah. Well, keep on talking, Melrose. We need one of those anchor type sayings at the end. Yeah.
Well done. Yeah.
Stay classy, Melrose. All right. So I guess that's it. And we will see you around town.
See you around town.